Sharm. I'm sorry, the Gemara is towards the end of the 8th Perek. The Perek ends Peches. It's either Pei Vav or Pei Zayin. I think it's Pei Zayin.
I'm not doing it because I don't have a choice.
I will say it one more time. A person has a difficulty in the Gemara. He can sometimes remain with the difficulty without creating a whole new thing that doesn't fit into the Gemara. And all you're doing is saying your kasha is so great that it allows you.
I did not say that at all.
No, I know that. But you're willing to build a whole new Yisrael and Chil Hashem that the Gemara does not say there because the Gemara brings this story. That's all. I'm just not willing to go that way. Not if you showed me a proof, I'm not going to argue with you. But to me, that's not a proof. Yes, you have a great kasha. Not arguing that. But I'm sure the Mefarshei Gemara must say something. I don't know what they say. Okay, we have to learn Gemara. Limud HaShvua, I'm sorry, I didn't say this before, but I noticed it. The week's learning is the Zchus Refuah Shleima, Tamima Basrina Leia, La'irach Yom and Bishanim. Today's learning and the whole week's learning should be a Zchus for Refuah Shleima, sponsored by the Eisenbach Mishpacha. I said, I think in Lake. That's what I think. That's my guess.
No, I thought the days is from...
Okay, we can, again, my turn. We are in the Gemara Lamed Bezim at Aleph. Tanya. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, the 15th line from the top. Tanya. I believe that's where we're on. Tanya Rebbe, I'm in Gdei Lamila. Shein Loch Mishin is asking B'mitzvah Kavram Avinu. There's no one that was misasik in mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu. Really, this is a brisa that repeats what we have in the Mishnah. Le'nikritamim el Hashem Mila. The Mishnah calls it Shalem, and the brisa calls it Tamim. Shenema Yisalech Lufanai Ve'Heisamim. Uchtiv Ve'et Nabrisi Beini Ve'necha. I will give my breath between me and you. Okay? There is no rush. Now, Rabbi Kleinman was kind enough to get me a Gemara that tries for other, so I shouldn't miss any rushes. I mean, from here. I didn't want to bring, I mean, I could bring mine from home, but it's... right. But yes, I'm sorry. That's talking about Bris Mila. Interesting that the Gemara did not bring that pasuk. The Mishnah. Because without the pasuk of the Etna Brisi, it says, Salech Lufanavi Heitamim, do the Bris Mila. That's what Hashem told them there. So that's what it's going on. Salech Lufanavi Heitamim, and do the Bris Mila. But I guess the Brisa is trying to say, don't tell me that Salech Lufanavi Heitamim is a separate statement. Because it says Ve'etna Brisi Beini Ve'necha, so it's explaining how you tell him by Ve'etna Brisi Beini Ve'necha. So not one could make an argument that Salech Lepana Ve'etamim is a general statement. Follow me and be tamim. And then there's a mitzvah called Bris Mila. But by saying Ve'etna Brisi Beini Ve'necha, it's saying the tamim will get my bris. Is the bris that is the connection between the two. Davar Acher, Dei Lamila Sheshkula Keneged Kol Hamitzvah Shebetayra. It's equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shenemar, Ki'api Advar Meila. The pasuk says over there. This is a pasuk in Shmaya Lamed Aleph. According to these words, Karati Itcha Bris Ve'es Yisrael. So it continues. I made a bris with Yisrael. So there it says Karati Bris. By Mila it says bris, and it apiyadvar meila means the whole Torah. So it's saying Mila is called a bris, and Torah is called a bris. The connection between the two is that Mila is the same, equal, whatever that word means, because there's so many mitzvahs that are equal to the Torah, one has to understand what it means. Shabbos is equal, mitzvahs, tzitzis is equal, tzillim is equal, there's a lot of mitzvahs. But bris is one of them, because the use of the word bris, which is also used by Torah Kula, tells me that bris is a reference to things that are chashiv like tyra. I just did that. Davar Acher, Shilamale Mila Leniskai Mashmai Varetz. Keeps the world going. Shinama Imloy Barisi, period, comma, Yamabalaila, Kuka Shemai Varetz Lisamti. Zucked the rush. Yabi Advar Meila Brit Chwati Itcha Bris. Alma Bris Mila Chashuva Kuchal Advar Meila. Because it says Bris. Plead Rav Lazer. This argues on Rav Lazer. We have Rav Eliezer, and the Haglazer Tiyunim, it says that it is Rav Lazer. Namar Rav Lazer, Gedai L'Tayra Shilamoli Tayra L'Niskai Mushamayim Varetz. If not of Tayra, the world wouldn't last. That means Rav Lazer is translating Imlai Barisi, not on Bris Mila, but if not my whole Tayra, Hukashamayim Varetz L'Sabti. So the question is the Pasuk referring to Bris Mila, or is the Pasuk referring to Tayra? To say it's referring to both, the Gemara is not offering you that option. Because the Gemara says, Pligas Rav Lazer. If it could mean both, then it's not Pligas Rav Lazer. Obviously, the Gemara means that the Pasuk holds, the Pasuk means one of the two. If you learn it's Bris Mila, it's okay. That's Bris. If you learn it's Tayra, it's also okay. So it's a machlokes which one the pasuk is referring to. Shenam and Barisi, Yaima Velay Lechuk Shemayim Varetz Leishamti. That's the Gemara right. Because we brought in the pasuk of Esalech Lufanai Ve'yei Tamim. So now we're talking about the tmimus of that Bris Mila gives. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, Bishar Shamar LeHakadosh Baruch Hu LaAvraham Avinu Esalech Lufanai Ve'yei Tamim. Alzase Rada. He started trembling. Amar, Shema Yesh Bidavar Meguna. Perhaps I have something unseemly. I'm doing something wrong. The Rabbi Nishlam is giving me Musar. Given Shema like that, Nabrisi Beini Benacha, Niskara Radaitai. When Hashem said, I'm going to give you a bris, that means I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm getting something new that will make me a Tamim. Right? Because originally, Hashem said, you know, he understood, Hashem said, you got to do some correction there, Yei Tamim. And he got scared. What am I doing wrong? And Hashem told him, no, Bat Nabrisi, he calmed down. I'm just trying to see, no rush. Hashem took him outside, says over there, when he said, Ben Domestic Eliezer, Yairish Aitzi, Vayaitzai Tzachutza, Vayayim Abeit Na Hashemayim, that's over there. Zakti Gemara, Amar Levanov, Rabbi Nishloilov, Ram said, Master of the Universe, Histakalti B'mazel Shli, I looked at my mazel, my whatever mazel in English is. What is it? What?
Astrological portent.
Astrological who?
Portent. P-U-R-T-E-N-T-S.
P-U-R?
P-O-R.
Portent. Okay. Astrological portent. Mazel is an easier word. And Bayes, what does Bach say? Ve'enli ele ben echad, ve'enli ben achar ele yishmol. I had my son already. I'm not having any more kids. That's what my mazel tells me. Amalai, same it's the gunishalach. Leave your mazel. A mazel Yisrael. There is no mazel for Yidden. Interestingly enough, this is a Gemara that can be used in the big tumul amongst there's a Prussian Strachim that deals with it extensively. When did the halachas of Yisrael start? Did the Abbas have halach of Yisrael or Ben Nayach? This is a big, big tumul in Rishaynim. This is not a 2024 new Shaila. And the Gemara says that Hashem said to him, hey, again, you can get out of this Raya, but Hashem said to him, hey, mazul Yisroel. He called him Yisroel, Avraham Avinu. Again, you can get out of this Raya. It means just like Yisroel won't have a mazul. You don't have a mazul. You can get out of the Raya. I'm just pointing it out. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Kalamatamim Atzma, period. That's the answer Hashem gave him. No riot, no rush. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kalamatamim Atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matamim Mimai. One who trusts the Rabbi Nishleilam, he's Tamim. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. Not trying to find out what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. He relaxes. He trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu impeccably. Hashem is complete with him, meaning he reacts the same way. He takes care of him. You trust me, I take care of you. Shenamar, Imchasit is Chasat. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. With a pious person, Hashem is pious, acts in a pious way. Imgvatamim titamam. With a person who's tamim, you treat him in tamimus. Period. Amar Avashia. Kamatamim atzmai, one who trusts Hashem, shoy medeslai. He goes, he gets He gets positions, the Ran learns. The Rash doesn't say anything. The Ran learns that he gets what he wants. Meaning, if you trust Hashem, let's say you're trying to get a position of some sort, a business deal of some sort. It doesn't say that, it says position of some sort. That's what the Ran says. If you trust Hashem, Hashem takes care of you. You get what you need and want. Hashem gave him a position. You trust me, I make you Abba Mayim Gayim. Now, it doesn't say Avraham wanted to be Abba Mayim Gayim, but he did, because he wanted to spread the name of Hashem. So since he wanted to spread the name of Hashem, being in the position of Abba Mayim Gayim, being respect, let's say what Abba Mayim Gayim meant. Abba Mayim Gayim wasn't a shingle on his door. I am Abba Mayim Gayim. Abba Mayim Gayim meant that all the nations respected him. He became respected universally, right? Some people are not respected universally. Their friends like them, and there are many enemies that criticize them. Mashenke and Avraham Avinu became in a position that he was beyond reproach. He was accepted by everybody. Av Hamayim Gayim. There was a universal respect for Avraham Avinu, which allowed him to spread Hashem's name in a greater way. So Hashem said, you trust me, I will make you Av Hamayim Gayim. What does that mean? Hashem got everybody to respect Avraham Avinu. The Rabbi Nisim engineered that people started trusting Avraham Avinu. It wasn't that Avraham Avinu made an announcement on internet saying, please respect me. I am now telling you a new way. It was that Kadosh Baruch Hu put him in a position that he became somebody that all the Goyim expected. He became the Av HaMayim Goyim. Not that I know of, but if you want to say another pshat.
Literally the because he had so many, he had a lot of children, and he became
that's not how I understood it, but if I can't argue with you, I can't say you're wrong. I just don't think it means that. That's all. I think Av HaMayim Gayim means out of the world, not just of many nations. The Raya is, he became Avraham Av HaMayim Gayim when he was 99, and he didn't have more children until he was 137, 140. That's when he married Keturah.
Now?
Is it now? I don't know. That's why Hashem told him when he was 99. And according to your chat, that bracha came 41 years later. Again, I'm just pointing out, it's a little bit difficult, much easier to say, that you'll be respected by all the nations starting now. Yes, Rabbi Schutz.
And every gear is called Ben Avraham, or comes in cluster.
Right.
Somehow it has a sense.
Right, that's how, based on this classic, that a gear is the son of Avraham Avinu, correct? I'm a Rabbi. Kam Nachesh, Loi Nachesh. Anybody who does, I don't know how he translates it. He
speaks to divine.
What?
Seeks to divine?
Seeks to divine?
Future.
Oh, divine the future, okay. Seek people who seek to divine the future, they, the Nechushim run after him. He becomes susceptible to things, how does he translate, like Nachash?
Evil future will pursue him.
Evil, I don't know what that means, but I guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him, that evil future will pursue him. The Nechushim will pursue him. Now, we're not talking about snakes. We're talking about trying to figure out the future. The guy who works in trying to figure out the future, and the Mefarish learns, he goes to people, astrologers, and he asks them, and he gets involved with them, it comes back to bite him. It comes back to bite him. Shenemar, Kiloi Nachash B'Yakov. Now, we're reading it now, Kiloi Nachash B'Yakov, as if it said it with a Zvav. To him, there's a Nachash B'Yakov. Meaning, if he does a nachash, it'll come back to him. In fact, the Gemara of Balaam and Alam Siv, it says, loy nachash, no nachash. Zok the Gemara, Ela Mida Keneged Mida. Shemida Keneged Mida. Zok the Rush. Man the Kapit Kapti Badeh. It's not from the Pasuk. The Pasuk does not mean if a guy goes to nachash, the nachash comes back to bite him. But it's true, because Mida Keneged Mida. You look to find out the future. So that search for the future puts you susceptible, honestly don't understand this Gemara, to things that happen in the future. I'm not sure what it means, Nechashim writes from Akhov. I'm not sure what that means. That's the Lashon of the Mefarish. That the Nechashim chase him The Randus is the same thing. Meaning, they all bring the same Gemara. The Gemara says, if you worry about things, those things come back to bite you. By Zugas, the Gemara Gsachim, Man the cup it cupped him a day. If you worry about Zugas, then it's a problem. Right? They say the same thing about a lot of others, heebie-jeebie kinds of things. If you worry about it, because then you have what to worry about. If you don't worry about it, it doesn't happen. I guess that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the Hashgach of the world, that if you worry about things, those things come back to haunt you. Same thing, if you're worried about future all the time, unfortunately the future will come back to haunt you. Again, I don't know.
There's no actual law to go to astrologer?
Again, it's telling you the punishment. It's not talking about whether it's us or not. It's not a law. Well, it says, Al Tidra Shalai Vimbali Adayim. That's witchcraft, people. That's the law is witchcraft, people. The yisur of going to the astrologer is tamim tiyam Hashem alakecha. Le'tachtarach ha'asid is of tragedy and chumash. Yeah, but I don't think that's plain astrologers. I think that's signs. Black cat, ladder fall. I understand Rabbi Shosbach Hashem. He expresses himself very well and clearly.
He's trying to agree with me, I think.
I know, he is. I know, he is.
Okay?
He is. Is he okay? Yeah, he's healthy and well, yes. And he's trying to agree with you. But I think that, listen, I'm not sure about, listen, I didn't know for sure that. Listen, not for sure, I can't say I'm 100% sure, but Rashi says, Tamim Tim Hashem Lekech 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 makes me think that astrologers is not allowed, just, again, essays are pretty bad also. It's not like essays is nothing worth, but I think it's only an essay. Yes?
Doesn't Rashi say on Avin Yadani that the problem is not so much the Avin Yadani itself, rather it is wanting to know what's in the future, which is none of your business?
I don't remember Rashi saying that. I think under Rashi Tamim Tia, which is right after Ivy Adaini, it says, Le Takra Achra Atidus.
Okay, so I'm probably on.
Again, I am not going to say you are wrong, because I remembered every Rashi. I don't.
I'm more than willing to say I'm wrong. It could very well, I just turned the whole thing into a mishmash. But it does seem to say. Really
again, I think it's an Isra say. Not, again, essays are bad enough. I don't need a. But I don't think it's a lot.
The problem with an essay is usually, with rare exceptions, associated with an action. And wondering about the future is not an action.
Well, many essays teach us not to do certain things. Here it's saying, trust Hashem. That's the positive.
Thank you very much.
The inference is, don't do things that are opposite trust in Hashem.
I'm very happy with the word inference.
Yes. But that's what an essay is. That's an Isser essay. Isser essay means inference. Marry a Mitzri third generation. The inference is don't marry a second generation.
Where's Machation? The place of Machation.
Searching after the future.
And that's not, that is astrology or it's not?
I think that's astrology. The question is the Pasuk Leitzenachashu, whether that means astrology or not. I don't remember. I remember Leitzenachashu means something else. But again, I don't remember. We'll find out in a second.
Wait, you have to be mine.
People that don't try to figure out the future. They get into a mechitza, into a partition, into an area that even malachi asharis are not allowed in. That's how big their schar is. Shadamar. There is no searcher. Now we're learning Loi to be no. There is no searcher in Yaakov for the future. But Loi Kesem Bistrol. And there's no people who go by signs in Yisrael. Ke'es li Amar, the Pasuk continues. Ke'es li Amar li Yaakov li Yisrael, my kapol keo. It will be said to Yaakov Yisrael asking them, what is Hashem doing? Who is asking Yaakov Yisrael, what is Hashem doing? Malachim. That means Yidden will be on that madrega. That Malachim will come to them and say, can you tell us what Hashem is doing? Because we can't see it. We're blocked off from that madrega. Zokt the Rush, Keis Yomar Yaakov, She'ein Nachash Yisrael, Az Afilu Malachim Trichim Lishol Ma'apokel. Malachim will have to ask them what Hashem is doing. They won't be able to be on that madrega of seeing what Yidden will be able to see.
That's the scar for not doing the Avera.
Yeah, that's the scar for not searching for the future, right? Again, I'm going to say something that I don't know if I'm right, and I want to make that Akdama. Does searching for the future only mean astrology? How about if a guy seriously sits there and worries about everything that's going to happen? You know, he sits and worries all the time, trying to figure out how to avoid and how to do and how to spell. Would that be not the Isser of Nachash? I'm not saying he's ever alive or not saying. But would that be considered Nachash? He's always worried about the future. He's not trusting. He's trying to take care of every possible. Now, obviously, there's a Chiyuv Hishtadlus to take care of things. But, you know, as my pediatrician that I had for my kids, one of my kids, the older kids, told me, why don't you go home and worry whether the chandelier will fall down? You know what I mean?
Yaakov did before he met with Esau.
What?
He made all kind of plans.
That's regular Hishtadlus.
That's regular. Stuff.
Yeah, 100%. If somebody's coming with an army, you do Hishtadlus, yes.
Listen to planning all kind of.
Well, it depends how whether this is normal or established or not. There's a beyond the norm. The people are crazy worried, and they take care of everything that has a remote possible chance. Whereas there are people that do the regular. Listen, people ask me all the time, and this is a question that I ask my Rebbe: what is established, and what is more than established? And my Rebbe told me, established means doing what a regular person does. That's Hishtadlus. I asked him, how much life insurance do I need? So he told me, when a regular person your age, your economic bracket, buys, that's what you have to do. What? Yeah, he told me to do that. You don't have to. It's mutter to do that. What is Hishtadlus for job? When a regular person in your field puts in hours, that's regular Hishtadlus. Worth four more hours, then what's regular is beyond. Now, there are people that work less. There's no day. That's great. But what is considered normal Hishtadlus? What a normal person in this situation does is Hishtadlus. There are normal Hishtadlus, and then there are people that go way beyond. They work 16 hours a day. Nobody else works 16 hours a day. They think that their work is going to do it. That's beyond Hishtadlus.
That's possible for them.
I'm not posketing now. It's not a halacha shiur. I always say this. We're not learning halacha. This was a hashkafa statement. Halacha, ask somebody else. I'm not possible to tell halacha. I'm not possible, Pastor Mutter, that's not my point.
I question 16, there's plenty of people who walk 16 hours.
Yeah. Stock market.
Stock market
would be an example. Well, there's a lot of people that play it. It's normal, Hishtadlus, to buy stocks. I think. I don't have any stocks. You know, then again, I always pride myself that I never lost $50,000. I know people that lost $50,000. I never lost 50 or 25, by the way.
That means we're supposed to have the Nabiim that are in Tuvim instead of Ma'onin and Mekos.
Right.
That's also.
It's not saying a lot.
Well, they're going out the lab of Kosim and Ma'onin.
No, it's not a lot there. It's saying ki algaim eimel mekomayin bekaisim yishol va'ata loykei nasim lachashem alakel. If I remember the pasuk correctly.
Yep. That. I mean, don't do.
What they do. But, meaning you don't need that.
But that's going back in the. Then there's loyimatei bechamader being a vidul kaisim kusami moinim.
Oh, it's right there.
So that's.
Maybe. I don't. I always thought that maybe I'm wrong. I'm not gonna argue. I'm Rebbe Blatter. Okay, now we get into something that, again, will get everybody's. What did Avraham Avinu do wrong? And he got punished that his children had to be Mitzrayim for 210 years. Now, why is that a punishment to Avraham Avinu? Because that's the shaychus we have to the Rabbeinu Shlalem, was created by the others. And as the one Rebbe was masber me, this one did not hear it from my Rebbe. I heard it from a different Rebbe. That Maisa Avas Simon Labanim, and the concept of Avas and Banim is the Avas are the seed, and the Banim are the fruit. When you have a faulty seed, it magnifies when it comes out in the fruit. So when Avraham Avinu does something wrong, his children who come from him, and he created the Klal Yisrael, and let me explain this even a little bit more, even though I'm going beyond what I like to talk about. There was a generation, a dor, that people created nations. And after that, they're not of us anymore. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov created Klal Yisrael. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, because they created our Shaychus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Of course, we have to work on ourselves, but the connection that created a nation of Klal Yisrael was from the three of us. That's it. Shiftei Kovah, not of us. It's, the creation is over. Now you're getting the branches. That's why Shvatim are called branches. And after the branches, you have fruit. That's an outgrowth of the others who are the seed and the roots. That is Klal Yisrael. By the way, it was true by other nations as well. It was Midjan created by Midjan. Whoever the 70 nations are, there were 70 people that were given the right, the ability to create a nation. And each nation has unique properties, unique milas, chesroinus that come with. That was a nation of creation. A creation of a nation. Others create a nation. So if Avraham Avinu did something wrong, it comes out in his children. That's an einish to him. His tree that he created, or God, he was the one that it came from him, comes out with a blemish because he did, again, I'm talking about Avraham Avinu, I've got to be very careful. He did something wrong. That's what the Gemara is saying. So what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? So there's three opinions. Now the Rush comes in here and he throws a wrench into the understanding of the sugya. Zuck the Rush.
The wrist being the tzarim that we're talking about?
What?
The wrist being the tzarim? That he said that...
Again, this is why we're learning this Gemara, so you can ask the question after we finish. Now the Rush throws a wrench in. The Rush is very bothered. Look at the psukim. You see what Avraham Avinu did wrong. So the Rush, Ava Bish Averis Rainis Mufereshes, Al Amra Bameida. Right after Bameida, Hashem said, Yodeya Teda, Kikeri Yisaracha, Beret Vailahem, Aval Devinu, Aitamar Bameishon, Avagamas, right? The Psukim are right there. So what are we asking a question? Read the Pasik. So the Rush, Mikomakam Averizu and Yasha, sorry, the Yisnaif of Bameida. The two first opinions learned they did something before that that created him to say Bameida. Had he not done those things before, he would have never said Bameida. That's what the Rush is saying. There's going to be three opinions in the Gemara. The third opinion is going to say, Davera Bameida. The Rush is bothered. How can anybody argue on that? Read the Pasuk. So the Rush, Bameida, was beyond Avraham Avinu. It was something he would have never said. But he did something before that that brought him to the position that he said Bameida. That's what the Rush is saying.
He had a suspicion that there was something he had done wrong, that he had done something.
No, that's not what the Rush said. The Rush is saying, what happened internally? How did he get to Bameida? Avraham Avinu? That is, he did something wrong, and he fell in Madrega, and therefore he said Bameida. Again, it's a Rav Dessler who elaborates on this in the Kudus Abkhira. What you do impacts your future nishyanus. Your tests of today are decided by your actions of yesterday. And your tests of tomorrow are decided by your actions of today. You fight your Yetzirah. If you win, you move the battlefield. If you lose, he moves the battlefield. And therefore, your tests that you have today are decided by how you behave till now. And your tests that you have tomorrow are decided how you behave now. Avraham Avinu did something wrong, and therefore he had a test called Bameida, which he failed. Whereas, had he not done these things wrong, he would have never gotten to Bameida. Those are the first two Mandiyamas. And the third Mandiyama said he didn't do anything wrong but Bameida. Now, it's interesting that the Rav says that, because it's not clear in the Pasuk, in the Mefarshei HaPasuk, that Bameida is an Aveira. There's a Chazal that says that Avraham Avinu did not question that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. He was not asking about his son, because that was the parsha before him. Shem told him, and said, V'hem and Bashem. He trusted Hashem. Now, if he's questioning Maneda, then he's not trusting Hashem. Right? So obviously he's not talking about a kid. He's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Maneda Akir Hashem. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu's question was, how do I know that my kids won't be thrown out? And if they are thrown out, what's going to keep them Klal Yisrael? How do I know that my Klal Yisrael will be forever? That's not an Avera. He was asking what schus will Klal Yisrael have to maintain being Klal Yisrael after they do Averas. That was his question. That doesn't sound like an Avera to me. But Me'eda seems to be a question, how do I know this will happen? That's the Avera. But Me'eda Kiarisha, how do I know that my kids will be able to hold on to the name Klal Yisrael even after they do Averas and they can't bring Korbanos? That's what the Gemara in Tainus explains it. The Rush is not saying that the first two hold, that Bameida was not an Avera. The Rush is saying everybody agrees that the final thing was Bameida. The three opinions here are whether it was triggered by something else, or the third opinion is no, it wasn't. But everybody seems to agree. The Rush asked it as a question. The Pasuk says that was his Avera. I would have answered the Rush's question. Take a look at the Gemara and Tainus. And there it's Mashmeh was not an Avera. He was asking, what schus will Klal Yisrael have to maintain Klal Yisrael? Wasn't questioning whether it will happen. He was questioning, what is the schus going to be? Yes?
Would it be possible, Sam, and I don't think this is a contradiction, it's based on something Rabbi Einsteiner said elsewhere, but the way I've always understood this, which is he's saying, what purpose is it going to be? Things exist for a purpose. What purpose is it going to be for my children to have this land? Rather than, you know, you were talking about Segula or, you know.
I was reading a Gemara in Tainus.
The Gemara in Tainus talking about Segula.
It said, that's what Gemara said.
Excuse me, it can also be read as by what, not by what merit,
again,
by what purpose.
Well, I'll tell you the Gemara in Tainus.
Okay.
Gemara in Tainus says, what schus will Klal Yisrael have to maintain? Shem says korbanos. So Avraham Avinu says, and what happens after there are no korbanos? So Hashem said, I think they should read Parshas korbanos or learn Parshas korbanos, and that'll maintain them. So that doesn't sound to me, what is the purpose? That sounds to me, what schus will they have? In fact, read the Gemara. I think it's clear that way. I'm not arguing with Rabbi Einsteiner. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to read the Gemara.
He
and
better not sound someplace else. What Rabbi says, when Moshe Ben Alashal says to the Zarshal, you know, how am I going to take the kids out? And the Zarshal replied, they will worship me on the mountain.
Right.
There's a tale of
that's
this.
Very good there. Here, the Gemara says, I mean, again, I'll give you the address. The Gemara, if I remember correctly, let's tell me, or if I show it's where's the address. You don't remember? It's in the fourth pair of containers. My guess is Chav Chesem at Beis. Might be Chav Chesem at Beis. Around there. Yes?
The word, say, but Mo'eda, he's asking about himself, how will he know? He's not saying, how will they know, or what's going to happen?
Again, this is Gemara, you know, I don't argue in Chazal. I have try very hard not to argue in Chazal. Take a look at the Gemara in Tainus. And the Gemara in Tainus says, he said, how do I know that my children will be able to maintain the name Klal Yisrael? That's what the Gemara says it means. I don't argue in Chazal. I can ask questions on Chazal, but there's a given here. We have to start with a given. If Chazal say it, it's true. Now our question is, how do I understand it? Not whether it's true or not.
I have to use that premise that he's asking about.
Well, that's what the Gemara says.
He's not asking for his own.
Again. If I'm quoting the Gemara in Tainus correctly, which I think I am, not Rabbi Schultz, but already corrected me, the Gemara seems to be saying that it was not an Avera. The Gemara here says it was an Avera. So there's obviously a Machloikas, the Gemara calls it an Avera. And the Rush accepts the Gemara's premise that it's an Avera to the point that he says, why is there anybody to argue? I would have answered the Rush question and said, see Gemara Tainus, I think 28 or 29b, that says that it wasn't an Avera. At least that's how I understood it. In fact, if you take open them across Gedolus Chumash, many Mepharshei HaChumash say clearly it was not an Avera. Again, they're basing it on the Gemara in Tainus, which is wonderful. That's what the Gemara in Tainus tells me. The Gemara here says it was something wrong. There can be a Machlekes in Chazal. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me a little is that the Rush doesn't even use that as an answer to his question. If there's a Gemara that says it wasn't an Avera, so then why doesn't the Rush say that? That the reason that these Mandiyamim don't hold of Amehida is that it wasn't an Avera. Now, could be that I'm learning the Gemara in Tainus Rock. That the Gemara is saying he was questioning what Chus will Klai Yisrael have, and that was also an Avera. Not sure why, but that was also wrong of him to question. Not your business, what Chus they'll have. To me, it doesn't sound like too much wrong in that, but maybe that's how the Rush understood the Gemara in Tainus. I don't know. Yes?
And Avram says that the only person I have
after me is Eliezer. That's not that same parsha.
It's not the same parsha, but isn't he questioning Hashem?
And that's, no, he's not questioning Hashem. He said to Hashem, what am I going to do when I see in my mazel that this is my son? That only son I have is Yishmael. And the one that's going to yarshim me is Eliezer. And Hashem answered him, I'm giving you a son. So he said, the hem and Bashem, it says. Right afterwards it says.
Right away, because it says right away he was mommy.
Says right there, the pasuk right before Shishi. Behem and Bashem, I think it's Shishi. Like Shavel, like Zuck.
So, if it would have said Mem in here, it would have been a whole different outcome.
I don't speculate. You want to speculate, it's all up to you. I don't do that. I read. Yes. I try to read.
He also had a little bit of decision when he was asking, before he was asking, not after the question. It may be that we are arguing some mistranslating words, which is unnoticed. Something that someone told me back when I was wearing a white shirt and had shoulder-length hair was that in the Torah there are no punishments, there are only consequences. And this becomes very easy when you look consequentially what relates to
it. It doesn't do for me what it's supposed to do. I agree with you. Einshem are all consequences. I agree. But you only get consequences if it's wrong.
That's not true. If you work hard successfully, you get the consequence of,
I'm sorry. You only get negative consequences from Hashem. Only if you did something wrong. If you did something that's okay, you found it? What daf? I'm dying. I was wrong. 27b. Thank you. Zakti Gemara. Shenamra, Vayayim Hashem Elokim Bameheder Hashena. Amra Avraham Rebbeinish Berlam. Shemi Yisrael Chaitim Lefanecha. Vata Haitzelam Kedar Mabul Kedar Aflaga. Amra Leilav. Amra Levan Rebbeinish Lam Chaitiyeni Bameher Hashena. Let me know what schus they will have, that they won't be punished like the Kedar Mabul Kedar Aflaga. Bameher Hashena. No. So, I'm looking for Rashi here. No, I understand. But with what Irishan is going on the children, because you listen, but the answer is. Hashem said, call me Eglim Shaleshes, Vaish Mushaleshes. Amalai, the father of Rebbeinu Shem Tidduk, but the man should base HaMikdash Kaya. That helps when the base HaMikdash is standing. As man should base HaMikdash Kaya, Mata Heleim. Amalaim, Tikanti Lehem, Seder Kabamas. This man should carry him upon I, Malani Alain, Gilagrib him upon I, Lani Meichel Lamakal Avin Hesayim.
I may be translating incorrectly, or I may be being stubborn, being physical, but I don't hear a contradiction to what I want to say. What is the perfect
right? I'm not going to attempt to argue with you now. I don't understand it, so let's leave it at that. But again, it doesn't sound to me like an Avera. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe saying, what schus will they have is called an Avera. None of your business. I didn't view that as an Avera. In fact, when I look at the Mefarshim across Gedalus, it seems that they learned it wasn't an Avera, at least some of them do. Here the Gemara says it is an Avera, which doesn't bother me. You can have an argument in Chazal. I can live with that. There's many arguments. Rav says Motrish, Mul says Usher. Happens all the time. But what bothers me here is that the Rush has the Kasha without even considering the Gemara and Tainus as an answer. Okay. Nothing in my right. So the first sheet is, he took the Talmid HaChachamim away from learning, and he took them to war. When he went to fight the four kings, it says, he took them away from learning, he took them to war. Take them out of yeshiva. to go to war. That's right. Shenema, by Yorak Yitzchanichav, he, by Yorak, at this point would mean mobilized, I think. I don't know what he'll say. His youth, Yelene Beisai. Shmuel Amar, Nishihivris Amidaisa Shekodesh Baruch Hu. Shenema, Bamo'ida, Kirishana. Shmuel's the one that says it was Bamo'ida by itself. By Yorak Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Shehivris Mnei Adam Likana Sachas Kafi Ashkina. He separated people from becoming Gerim. Gerim meaning keeping Zay Mitzvahs. Shenemar, Tenli Hanefesh, Verchush Kachlach. He told Melech Zayim told him, let me keep the people and you keep the money. And Abraham said, I don't want the money. He should have said, I want the people. I want the people because I want to teach them Zay Mitzvahs Mnei Nayach. He didn't. He let Melech Zayim take the people and the money. So we're not blaming him for letting the Melech Zayim take the money. But why didn't you ask for the people?
He said,
Bameda. Shmuel said, Bameda. Questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu's character, by the Midaisu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of acting. He said, Bameda. So he said. Now, the way to Rush learns, Shmuel learns, nothing led up to Bameda. Bameda happened on its own. And the other two are saying, there was something he did before, that because of that he said, Bameda. So to Rush, no Rush. Let's do my writer. Vayorek es chanichav yelide beisai. Rav Amar, shayrikam b'tayra. Now, this shita holds, hayrikam means he incentivized them, he made them zrizus. What word am I looking for? What does Artsko say in shayrikam b'tayra?
He emptied them
with tayra. The Rav says, zirzan b'schus ha-tayra. Before he went to war, he told the Olam, learn more. And that's why we won the war. He didn't take them to war, according to Rav. He left them there. He went to them and said, Rabbi Sai, you're learning in yeshiva. Learn stark. Don't be mevatu. I need your schus. That doesn't sound like anything wrong to me. That's arguing on a blazer, on a blazer. Rabbi Blazer, correct. Shmuel Amar Sharikim Bazav. Shmuel said, he opened up his treasure house and he said, Rabbi Sai, you guys don't want to go to war? Here is my treasure house. Take as much money as you want, but come to war. For money, you go to war. Zakhtraj Rash, Sharikim Bazav, Pasach Lama Treisav, Kadeshi Yelchim Abenefesh Chafetza. They should go willingly. So Shmuel seems to agree to Rabbi Sai, but Shmuel did not consider that the Avera. Shmuel said there was nothing wrong with that. And Shloish Meir, Usher Shloish Meir, says there were 318. Amar Rabbi Baraba, Eliezer Keneged Kulam. Eliezer was equal to all 318. His gematria is 318. So he was as good as 318. So Abraham took, according to this Madi Amar, 318 plus Eliezer, who was equal to 318. Ikad the Amri, Eliezer, who he only took Eliezer, the Chush B'nei Hachiyava, his Begematria is 318. He never took 318. He took Eliezer, whose Begematria is 318. Is there any rush? No rush. The Amr Abami Amr Abami Abba. Ben Gimu Shalim, Hikar Avram is Bayrai. When he was 3 years old, Avram recognized his creator. That's when he saw Hashem, at three. Now this is a Machloikis. There's a man the Amr that says he did it at 48. There's a Medrash that said he did it at 50. Again, I thought I once saw a Medrash that said 52, but I'm wrong. It's 48 and 50 and 3. That could be. The one I saw about that is 50. And I also saw 48 and 3. That's 3. Shinamar. Ekev Ashavram Shama Avram Mekaili. Pashim Shada is that Ekev means since he listened to my voice. This is what Parshas told us. And we're dashing it now, Gematria. He listened to me for 172 years. He lived 175. That means the first 3 years, he didn't listen. He didn't know Hashem. When he knew Hashem at three, from then on he listened, which is 172 years worth. Yes?
If I remember correctly, it was still a question. Migdol Bavel occurred when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, and when he turned away from the Migdol Bavel, when the everyone in the world onto Avraham himself.
Again,
and his progeny.
Again, I'm not arguing with you because it's true. The dialogue happened when Avraham Avinu was 52, and that's when Hashem chose him. But that doesn't mean that's when he recognized Hashem. He could have recognized Hashem 4 years earlier, or 49 years earlier, but the Bechira of Avraham was done at 52. That's different.
I have no problem at all with saying that we're not saying that at 52. As far as the three, we also have a proof which is very strong, which is 175 minus three.
Again, there's a difference between there's a difference between recognizing Hashem and being chosen as the Am HaNevchar.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Right. Okay, that's all.
Having